Welcome back to another episode of The Spirit of Haggard. We are going to dig into all things internship today, and we are so excited that you are here with us. We have two guests on today's episode that are going to share their experience as year-long interns at Haggard Equine Medical Institute. And so we've got one that has come from Texas A&M, and we have one that has come from the University of Florida. So two of my favorite warm states, ladies, but Dr. Emily Wampler and Dr. Laurel Caldwell, welcome to the Spirit of Haggard podcast. We are so excited to have you on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Yes, I'm excited to dig into the story that both of you have. You know, we have so many listeners that are on the fence about what they're going to do and if they should pursue careers in equine veterinary medicine. So who better to tell that story than those of you who have very recently survived vet school and are now moving through your internship year at Haggard in Lexington, Kentucky. So neither of you are from Lexington or Kentucky. You've made some journeys. Dr. Caldwell, just on alphabetical order, I'm going to pick on you first. And so let's hear a little bit about your journey. I think you've come to us from the Pacific Northwest and then on to Texas A&M. So can you give us your background of where you're from and kind of the journey that you've made?
Alrighty. So I'm originally from Oregon. I went to Oregon State University for undergrad and then Texas A&M for vet school. How I wound up in Central Kentucky was, it's kind of more of an odd story from everyone else. My family, I have four generations of auctioneers in my family, all selling thoroughbred racehorses. So the connection was there a little bit initially. And then I thought I might want to pursue veterinary medicine and decided to come back here and experience it and got connected with an exceptional mentor here. And so ever since the age of 16, I've been occasionally coming back to Central Kentucky throughout my veterinary education and then eventually decided to land here.
I love that. So you are choosing to be a veterinarian instead of an auctioneer. Is there a reason behind that choice?
Unfortunately, I did not inherit the voice. But I can talk very quickly, as some of the clients might have found out.
I was going to say, I can't imagine if you're fourth generation that you don't have some of those skills, certainly. So I think that's fantastic. What a cool way to be a part of this industry, because we know, you know, how impactful that is to the equine industry in Central Kentucky. So great. That's welcome. And I hope that you are surviving. We're going to get into the nitty gritty of your internship here in a minute. But our other guest that is with us, Dr. Emily Wampler. Dr. Wampler, I mentioned as we got started that I did do a little bit of stalking. I found out a few things about you. So I do want you to tell our listeners your story, because you, it looks like, have come through both South Carolina and then on to vet school in the University of Florida. But I was so interested to find out that you were a Division II student athlete in your undergraduate as a women's basketball player. So tell us a little bit about your journey to Haggard now as an intern.
Yeah, so my journey to Haggard as an intern is also a little unique in that I did not grow up with horses. I didn't ride them. And I'm from a rural area in Southwest Virginia, and there was mostly farm animals, cattle and chickens and other farm animals around growing up. I went to North Greenville University in Greenville, South Carolina for my undergraduate and did play women's basketball. And that's actually how I landed at that specific university, with the idea that I wanted to pursue human medicine initially, and started getting into some of my biology courses and decided that people were gross and that I liked animals so much more. And they had started an animal science program that was equestrian based. And so I got involved with the animal science program in undergrad and started interacting with horses and learning basic ground skills and horsemanship skills, and never really looked back. Along with basketball, I also got trained in large animal rescue and volunteered at therapeutic riding centers in South Carolina. And so that kind of got my foot in the door. And as I went through undergraduate, I just really fell in love with horses in the equine industry and found out about the opportunity at Haggard to do an undergraduate internship for 6 months as a veterinary assistant. And so after I completed my undergraduate career and graduated, I then moved to Kentucky for the breeding season and became an undergraduate vet assistant down in Medicine. And so that's how I landed in Lexington for the first time. And throughout that process, I was working on applying to vet school and got accepted at the University of Florida, where I attended veterinary school. And I also had thought about, you know, maybe pursuing small animal in vet school, but really just missed working with horses so much during vet school. And really, maybe my second year of vet school really solidified I wanted to do equine veterinary medicine, and then ended up back at in Lexington at Haggard for my internship.
That's awesome. I love that. So you landed here because you think people are gross.
Basically, moral of the story.
Yes, I love that. So human medicine was a no-go for you because people are gross. So there for our listeners is your lesson. If you want to pursue veterinary medicine, just pursue veterinary medicine, because there are plenty of people that go on to do human things, but we need people in equine veterinary medicine. So come on in. So you came to Haggard the first time and spent a breeding season in Medicine. Now, that is no small task, Dr. Wampler. I see the action there. I know the ship that Lynn Hewlett runs in Medicine. And so that might deter some people. I think it could go either way. It either says, oh, I'm in for this. I love this pace. I love this caseload. I love the environment. Or it's like, whoa, this is maybe too much. So you, I think, mentioned not only did you come for one season, but you came back for a second breeding season. Is that true?
Yes, I actually enjoyed it so much. I applied to stay on full time and stayed for another year after my first breeding season. So I ended up working two breeding seasons in Medicine and loved the pace of it, loved the interactions with the doctors and everything, and just really enjoyed the foals.
Awesome. And, you know, that's a lot of the questions that we get, ladies, from students and potential students who are considering these careers is, you know, what is it like? And what's the intent and what's the pace and the caseload and things like that? I really want you to dig into this internship year for us, if you will, and just talk about the pace and the caseload and the hours that you're working and things like that. You are now a doctor of veterinary medicine. You've graduated from your respective programs. Dr. Caldwell, can you speak to the intensity of this year that you're moving through?
Yes, I think that going into an equine internship, everyone is aware that that is supposed to be an intensive educational year that will involve a lot of hours and that will involve a massive amount of growth. Because that's ultimately why I chose to do an internship, because, you know, people like to say you can get out of an internship what you can 5 years as an associate if you were to go out on your own. So I knew that going in. Haggard did a very good job of slowly easing us into this environment. Central Kentucky is different from other parts of the country, just in terms of clientele and just the sheer population of horses here. So Haggard did an exceptional job at allowing us to interact with clients initially with a veterinary mentor there, show us the ropes, show us how to get around the place, to be honest, because as an ambulatory intern, ironically, a lot of it is getting lost on a daily basis and trying to find a barn or a farm or an entrance. on these incredibly beautiful, sprawling places. And as the months and months progressed, the hours kind of increased with that. And as your comfort level increased, so did the hours, so did the workload. And at this point, we're kind of in the thick of the breeding season. And it kind of just slowly amplified as everyone kind of said it would. You know, it's a lifestyle. You wake up, you get in your car, you have your cup of coffee, and you go for the day. And the day, each day is different, and each day may end different, or something, an emergency could happen, but ultimately you get used to it.
Right. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel, right? You know, and I think that as we talked about this breeding season and kind of knowing what you were in for the internship experience, knowing where you are on the calendar of the breeding season, that you do see the purpose behind it and the learnings, and you're able to say, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. So I like how you just kind of quantify that and say, yeah, this is it. This is life. This is doing it. And I will make it. I will make it through.
Yeah, it's a bit of a marathon, but a marathon with the sprint at the end, but there is an end to every breeding season.
Yes. Amen to that. Dr. Wampler, anything that you would add to just the intensity of the experience of a year-long internship?
Yeah, I think that our field care internship at Haggard's is unique in that the four of us interns all have different experiences. And we all kind of work in different areas of Lexington, and we don't interact that much through work on a day-to-day basis. So I'm doing different things than my other intern mates are doing as well. And so as far as the hours go, I think there is a little bit of variability in what our day-to-days look like, and maybe the hours as well. And some weeks for me, I think, are longer than others. And then usually, like, my busiest days are weekends and Mondays. And then I might have like a few shorter days, like mixed in the week. But I do think that, just kind of to reiterate what Laurel said, our internship has kind of progressively gotten more intense. And I did pick this internship because I felt like it was one where I would not get burnout. I did visit a few practices where the intensity of our breeding season is that other practices internship every single day all year long. So I do think, if this kind of makes sense, that ours has increased with intensity, and it hasn't just been 100 miles per hour from the get-go.
Right.
So I think it, with that, and like Laura was saying, with us gaining more comfort with what we're doing, we've gained more responsibility and more work. And so I feel like we were eased into it versus just being thrown into the fire.
Awesome. Let's pause for just a minute to hear from our friends at ByMeta, our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor.
ByMeta might just be the largest animal health company you have never heard of until now. ByMeta Animal Health's equine products have been trusted by veterinarians and horse owners since the 1960s, where our Irish roots began. ByMeta is one of the largest producers of dewormers for horses like Equimax, Bimectin, Duramectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes rely on polyglycan, a patented formula designed to replace lost or damaged synovial fluid, and Confidence Eq 1% pheromone gel that reduces and prevents equine stress, to name a few of our branded products. We encourage you to consult with your equine veterinarian before using any equine products for your horse. Also, please visit buymetaus.com to learn more about our full product offerings and where you can buy them.
So you both kind of alluded to, Dr. Caldwell, you mentioned very specifically mentorship. And so I would love to hear from both of you in regard to how important mentorship is. And even if you have to step back into your vet school experience and what that has looked like for you over the past 5 or 6 years, and the importance of that, maybe what you might share in regard to advice to young listeners who are behind you and saying, oh my gosh, like I'm trying to get into vet school now and I'm thinking about becoming a veterinarian. So if we keep that listener in mind, talk to us about mentorship, what that definition is to you, what that's meant to you, and share your insights, if you will. Dr. Caldwell, I'd love to start with you.
Yes, I am where I am because of mentorship. And that word has been thrown around so much and has kind of been manipulated in many instances. But for me, it is someone that takes an interest in your career, your life, that is ultimately hoping to better your life in some way, whatever your path may be. And I have a mentor that did that for me at a very young age. It's actually a funny story. I can tell it now, I suppose. But my father did not want me to be a veterinarian. He was very against it at the beginning. He knew it was a very hard career. And so he sent me back to Central Kentucky to visit a vet friend of his that happened to work at Haggard, and told him to talk me out of the career. That unfortunately did not happen. And now a decade later, I am at the clinic that this mentor works at, and he was so kind to me, a very naive 16-year-old that was just at the beginning of even deciding whether or not she wanted to go to college, whether or not she wanted to go to vet school, explained the whole career, was never too negative about it, but was very upfront, very truthful. And from there, I just kind of kept visiting, and the kindness and the generosity that was shown towards me of any time I wanted to come back here, I could. If you need a place to stay, if you need a car to use, you know, it was above and beyond what I think most mentorship is. And it is something that I hope to show a quarter of to people in the future. I think it is the key to equine medicine. It is just the way that we learn throughout our career is via mentors. So for me, it was key in getting me to where I am. And it was someone that if I was ever in doubt, I could call and they could clarify a situation for me. They would give me confidence is really what it was. And, you know, I think just for anyone listening, like find that person that gives you that confidence in yourself, whoever they may be. I think equine students and veterinary students in general are very loyal creatures. And whoever shows us interest first, you know, we are very loyal to and very grateful to. And, you know, that has shown through in my career because I'm here now. I'm ready to give my heart and soul to this industry and this clinic because of how much they have given to me in the last decade of my young career.
Yeah, incredible. Such wisdom there. And I love some of the words that I pick up on. I picked up on clarity, confidence, and connections. And so those are real buzzwords for me that you are looking for people. And I really appreciate that you explained that maybe we've cliched the word mentor a little bit. I love the word champion. You know, who are the people that are going to champion us through our student experience or through the student to professional experience? And so I think you really defined mentorship really well. And I would add the word champion. So very cool story. And I'm anxious to know who this mentor is. I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm like, who is this mentor that we need to be giving credit to? But you don't want to give him up. Like you're going to keep him, keep that mentor, right?
It's not like it's a secret. Yeah, I guess it's not a secret. He works here. You can look him up on the website. But I want to say I've also had so many different mentors throughout my career as well. And I think you learn something from each and they give you a certain aspect that I take with me in the future. So I'm very fortunate to have had that experience, and I really hope to pay it forward in my own career.
Yeah, no doubt you will. Dr. Wampler, what about your experience with mentorship?
Yeah, so I love mentorship and talking about mentorship and all things mentorship. And I think my one spiel that I tell any extern that rides with me or any veterinary student is that mentorship looks different to each person. So I don't think mentorship can be put in a box. And when you look at internships or your future career, where you want to go, I think it's important to kind of define what that mentorship is for you personally and what your expectations are, and then find a practice that meets your needs, because they're different for each individual. And so for me, I had some really great mentors at North Greenville University as I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my career in veterinary medicine, and if I want to do equine veterinary medicine. And they helped connect me to some people in the community. They provided resources for me to be successful within the career and to help me kind of guide me towards that career path. So those mentors in college helped me find the resources I needed to help me be successful while encouraging me and helping me grow and kind of directing me towards what I wanted to do and helping me work through that. And then I get to vet school, and a veterinary school is so big, and there's so many professors, and they're so busy doing research and teaching and having clinical duties and all these other things that it's hard initially to maybe find that person that you really connect with to be your mentor, because it can be kind of intimidating. I'm a little more on the shy side and maybe not quite as outgoing and upfront to go pursue a mentor. But when I was in vet school, I found those professors within the equine field that I connected with and was able to go to and ask questions and talk about things to. Dr. Martha Malicote down at Florida was one of them. And she's helped many equine students find internships that fit their needs and help direct them throughout their career in the veterinary college. And so I think finding a connection with the professor and being able to go sit in their office and talk to them about your future and what your goals are is really important in vet school. And then fast forward now to internship, I had a few doctors down in medicine who had helped encourage me throughout the application process of getting into vet school. Dr. Nimette Brown and Dr. McGillivray were two that really helped me within my career and helped me network and stuff. And Dr. Slovis as well. Really anybody down in medicine has had some hand in getting me here where I am today. And coming into the field, I was a little less sure about what that mentorship might look like. I had talked about it some with different field vets when I externed here and what that might look like, but I wasn't really sure what that would look like once I got here. And now that I'm here, I can say that the mentorship that I've received at Haggard ever since I was a technician down in medicine to now, it's been some of the most outstanding mentorship that I've ever received. I think the veterinarians go above and beyond here to make sure that you're taken care of, not only as a doctor and a new graduate, but also as a person, and make sure that really, if you're having trouble in any area, that they're there to support you. And I've never felt so supported as I have at this clinic. And so I think for me, it was important to have the support as a new doctor, like Laurel was saying, for others to build that confidence in me and help me succeed. And I really do think the mentorship that I've received here has really set me up for success in the future and success on a day-to-day basis. I don't ever feel like I'm put in a situation that's, you know, above me or something where I'm uncomfortable. All of my mentors are just a phone call away. And I've called people in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. They pick up. They have a good attitude about picking up, which is something I was also kind of nervous about the first time I had to call in the middle of the night. But they've all been so supportive and encouraging and helped me troubleshoot problems. And we kind of work as a team on cases. I never feel like talked down to, like it's always more of a collaborative effort when we're talking about cases and stuff like that. So I've just felt incredibly supported with the mentorship I've received here.
That's awesome. I love that. Now, you've both mentioned externships as well. So let's take a little glimpse into both of your experiences. How many externships did you do? And what's the importance of that for students that are coming forward through this career? How many did you do? And what were your takeaways? Dr. Caldwell?
I think I'm out of the ordinary and did, I can't even think of how many. I did multiple international externships. I did multiple domestic externships. I used it not only as an opportunity to travel and learn the diversity of veterinary medicine that is out there. I really used it as an opportunity to basically do some job interviewing realizing that an externship is a two-way street. They are looking at you as a prospective intern candidate, and you should also be looking at them as a prospective job opportunity. So I really wanted to experience different areas of the country. I wanted to experience different types of externships. And I had a little bit of wanderlust and wanted to travel. So I did many, and my externships have taken me to Australia and Brazil, the West Coast, the East Coast, and I really recommend that to people because it gives you the ability to travel on your own. It's not inexpensive, unfortunately, but it is the cheapest way that you will travel if you get housing and food and accommodation and things like that. And I think that externships can be, they don't always have to be the classic 2-week period. I think you can fit them into your schedule, into your school schedule as they fit. And I think it's a great opportunity to learn. I think it's one of the only times in your career where you will truly be free to experience whatever you want to, pursue whatever you want to. And there will be people there that are so excited for your enthusiasm and willing to support you. And I think that you should really take advantage of that time in undergrad and in vet school. It will seem impossible to do it in vet school, but ultimately, I think that those clinical experiences that you get on externship is crucial to your career in the future. And networking is a huge part of equine medicine. It is a very small community, ultimately, and it is so lovely to network with people and have those experiences, even at conferences, to really remind yourself why you're in the industry and really get to hang out with like-minded people that are so fun and so supportive.
Yeah, incredible advice. It makes me so excited because you're, you know, really kind of speaking life into the importance of these human connections. And no amount of virtual learning or, you know, academic education can replace what you get from human connections and time spent doing what you are going to do, trying things, going places, meeting people. So yeah, what great advice for our listeners. Dr. Wampler, what would you add to that from your experience? What were your externships like?
I think my experience is very different than Dr. Caldwell's because I did 5 externships. The way my schedule was structured, I had one summer, essentially 12 weeks to do externships. And unless I did, during my clinical rotations, we had vacation blocks, but I tried to use those to rest and for vacation instead of externships. And then we had a summer for externships. So I did 5. Most of them were 2 weeks, and then I did one single week externship, and I essentially just traveled all summer from practice to practice, which was exhausting because you're sleeping in extern rooms in these practices. Some of them are like closets and others are, you know, you get to stay in someone's house. But I thought in vet school that I wanted to go to a small rural practice and have a career there. And as I externed, I discovered that I really liked being at a larger practice and liked having the resources that Haggard's offers, such as a surgery department and a medicine department, and all of the veterinarians that are in the practice. And so through those externships, I was able to kind of figure out what type of internship and career I wanted, because it was pretty opposite of what I had initially thought that I wanted. And so without those externships, I don't think I would have come back to Haggard's and chosen this internship. But most of my externships were in the Southeast because that's where I thought I was wanting to live after I graduated vet school. But things change when you go and visit practices. So I also highlight that as well. Like, it's super important to go visit practices and see where you fit in and see if you fit in with the culture of the clinic and figure out what your next step is.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's just so, it's really cool to hear that from you, right? Who has just lived through it. And you're like, oh yeah, well, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm always quick to remind our students, especially, that, you know, most of the time we can write things down, we can speak our goals out loud. And 5 years later, when we look back, we're like, oh yeah, like that wasn't the way it was going to work. And here I am living my best life because I tried something new, or I tried something different, or, you know, I realized or learned what I liked that I didn't think was going to be what I liked. So yeah, some great advice there.
Let's take a quick break to recognize our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor, Bimeda.
Bimeda might be the biggest animal health company you've never heard of until now. Bimeda's products have been trusted by veterinarians and owners since the 1960s, when our Irish roots began. Bimeda is one of the largest producers of dewormers like Equimax, Bimectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes also rely on Polyglycan, a patented formula that replaces lost or damaged synovial fluid in Confidence X pheromone gel, which reduces and prevents equine stress. Consult your vet and visit bimedaus.com to see where to buy.
I do always want to stop. Our listeners always love to know, did you get into vet school your first try, Dr. Wampler?
No, I got in on my third application cycle.
Third application cycle, Dr. Caldwell?
I did get in first try.
Okay, first application cycle and third application cycle. It's really like you talked earlier about the confidence and, you know, the mentorship of the next generation coming behind you. Guys, we hear so much negativity. So I start this by making sure that our listeners know sometimes it happens first, sometimes it's second or third or whatever. But if that's your dream and that's what you want to do, you keep trying. And so, Dr. Wampler, what did you do there in the interim, right? So if you were third cycle application, how did you choose to spend that interim time?
For me, what I thought my application was lacking was experience hours. Because I was a student athlete in college, I was not able to maybe have a job working at an animal clinic or getting those hours because I was quite busy with basketball,
right,
and stuff associated with that. So my senior year of college, I started doing more volunteer work when I had time and trying to build more hours, but I really had trouble finding a job in a vet clinic to get those hours on my application. And so once I graduated, that allowed me to have more time to get veterinary experience hours, which is when I did the Haggard undergraduate internship and then stayed on. So really, I just added experience and other maybe volunteer things to my resume for my application. So that's really what I thought my application was missing. And that's what I did in the meantime.
Yeah. And I always like to share those stories. And so then I follow that with the question for you. What is your recommendation to our students and our listeners as it relates to hearing negativity and discouragement? You've both already mentioned, and we all know that we're going to experience that while we're making tremendous strides in equine veterinary medicine. We know that there are folks out there, whether it's in academia or industry, that are negative about pursuing a career in equine veterinary medicine. And so what would you say to that? Dr. Wampler, I'll start with you.
Yeah, so I was told by numerous different people, small and large animal, not to go into veterinary medicine. And I just felt really passionate about it and just decided that's really what I wanted to do and pursue it. And then I also had people who encouraged it and told me it would be a great profession to be a part of. And I think it is what you make it. And I think we need to bring that positive light to the profession, because it really is a great profession where you can network and make these human connections and reach people through their animals. And you get to serve your community and work with animals all day, or be outside and do what you're loving to do. And it is like, it is what you make it. Like, I love this profession. I do think it is a sustainable career. And I think that was something I was concerned about in vet school for me, was, would it be sustainable? Would I be able to live a life that I wanted to live and have time to enjoy things outside of my career that I enjoy doing? And I think the answer is yes. And I also believe the more externships I did and the more practices I visited, the more I was able to realize that this is a profession that can be exactly what you want it to be and what you envision for yourself. And so I think that looks different for each individual. So once again, it's important to figure out what your goals are and what you want to do within the profession. And I think there's so much opportunity. And I believe, truly believe, that it is the best profession. I love my job, and I love the variety of the day and being outside and working with horses and the people.
I love that. Right. It's always horses first and people secondary, you know, one down the line. But I love those comments about that. And, you know, now you're even at least halfway through an internship and you're still saying you love it. So I that's what our listeners need to hear, right? Dr. Caldwell, what about you? What would you share in the face of some of the negativity or discouragement that students might experience?
I've experienced a lot of that negativity from people very close to me, from, like I said, a family member, from people that I really admired in my career. It's just kind of part of it, unfortunately. Like, there's a lot of negativity surrounding it, even in vet school. And you got to be a little stubborn, I think. You got to stick to your guns, and you got to realize, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for others? And if you're doing it for yourself, if it's something that you want to do, then go for it. And you'll find those people that support you, and you'll find the crew that are the ones that you want to stick with. And I think that, like Dr. Wampler said, the most incredible part about veterinary medicine in general is the freedom and diversity, even compared to an MD. We can work on many species. We can work on one specific species, and we can even specialize within that specific species. So there is a place for everyone. There is a place in equine for everyone. And, you know, I love my internship that I've chosen for myself, but I believe that that might not be right for everyone. And so really, I think the ultimate goal of everyone in veterinary medicine should be, when they're faced with an extern, when they're faced with a student, is to say, like, okay, what do you want, and where can we fit you, and what will be best for you? And from the student perspective, that's why you have to go on those externships, and you can fit those externships into your schedules as long or short as you need them to be, but make sure that you feel confident in choosing a place that you feel embodies what you want out of your career and shows you the lifestyle that you would want for yourself.
As we wrap up and, you know, talk about where you all are going forward, you mentioned, Dr. Caldwell, specialization even. Dr. Wampler, you made mention of, you know, really kind of the benefits associated, the resources associated with the internship that you are doing. And so I'd like to kind of finish up on a summary of your internship experience. We talked about how you have felt very supported and have kind of increased the intensity as you've moved through this internship year. But what are some of the other benefits and resources that have been really critical to your success this year? Is there anything else you would share about the internship experience?
Yeah. So when we started off our internship, we were riding with our field vets and going from farm to farm with them. in meeting the farms and learning how they did things and riding with a lot of different people to see how different people do things differently and deciding how we wanted to do it for ourselves. And during the first few months, we also had built in wet labs and lecture series. And so we would have a lecture series about a topic, and then we would get to practice a specific skill set in a lab, which I found incredibly beneficial because you're in a low pressure situation when you're having those wet labs and you have incredible veterinarians there to help guide you and answer any questions you might have without having a farm manager or an owner standing right there over your shoulder watching you practice this skill or perform this skill. So there is a lot of opportunity to practice various skills. And we even had some input in the beginning, like, what do you guys want to practice? Or what do you think we need to talk about before you go out into the world and be a doctor by yourself? Those first few months really helped instill confidence in me and my skill set and allowed me to have the resources necessary to succeed when I was on my own and did get called to my first emergency, and also allowed me to become more comfortable with the clinicians within the practice and get to know them a little better and figure out who I would call, you know, when I got sent to those first emergencies. And even now, like, it helped me build relationships. So I think those specific experiences were incredibly valuable to me. And then once we got, quote unquote, released to for primary duty, we are still able to go around with clinicians within the practice, and our learning really has not stopped. So I feel like from day one to now, there's still things I learn on a day-to-day basis. And so I think that's been really important for me as well. Like, it's just been a year of tremendous growth.
Awesome. Well said, a year of tremendous growth. Dr. Caldwell, for your experience, put a bow around this internship year for us, the benefits, the resources, what it has meant to you as, you know, you kind of come toward the end of the internship.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately as the end approaches, and just, you know, on a day-to-day basis, there's always someone smarter than you that's around you. There's always someone that you aspire to be. There's always a skill that you can't get quite right and you want to improve on. And so it feels constantly like you're in that same position of just trying to strive a little bit better. And then I look back at where I started, and it's so profound how much I've learned. You know, I don't think you quite realize it when you're in the midst of it. You know, you really only reflect on it later. And it's just what an internship is supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to be a massive year of growth. It's supposed to educate you on veterinary medicine, but also so much more. You know, for me, I've learned life lessons out of this and things I want to take moving forwards, and mantras and ways of thinking and positivity that will hopefully carry throughout my career, whether it's connections that I've gained here that will carry me anywhere in the equine world. So it's exceptional to have this Hagard family. The resources are phenomenal. It allows you to practice on this incredible volume of horses. It allows you to practice high quality medicine. We really lean on all of our support staff. And it just allows you to be a doctor in your internship year versus a technician. It allows you to think and have the support to learn and pursue what you want to pursue. And so I've enjoyed my time here.
The impact is it allows you to be a doctor and not a technician. And so again, that's, you know, a beautiful summary of the overall internship experience. So as we wrap up our episode, ladies, we've talked all things your journey as interns at Hagard Equine Medical. Any final parting words for our listeners that you would share? Anything that hasn't been shared? Dr. Wampler, I'll start with you.
Yeah, something else kind of came to mind as Dr. Caldwell was speaking on your last question, was that in an internship, you have to be comfortable doing the uncomfortable, because you're going to be out of your comfort zone every single day. And I think finding a practice where you are not afraid to fail is really important as well. And how you're treated when you do fail is also important. And so it's not if you fail, but when you fail, because nobody is perfect in this career. And so I think finding a place that allows you to grow and mature as a doctor and continue to learn and, you know, all of those things is incredibly important. And I think for me, this internship has provided that for me, as well as support outside of work, because we're more than just doctors at the end of the day. We go to work, our title is to be a veterinarian, but we're people as well. And we have other interests and other things that kind of keep us going. We have support systems and stuff. So finding that support system and, you know, surrounding yourself with positive influences and mentors and figuring out what you need at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep you going and allow you to have a sustainable career.
Yeah. Well said. Dr. Caldwell, anything from your side to add to that?
What I hope everyone takes away, I guess, is just that find the place that you feel like you will learn best and thrive and that people will support you in. And there is a place out there for everyone. It looks different for everyone. And that's okay, because you'll realize coming out of vet school, there is no right or wrong way to do things. There's 100 different ways to practice veterinary medicine, to treat a single patient, to treat a single illness. So it's okay. And there's a path for you. You just got to find it.
Awesome. Ladies, this has been incredible. And thank you for taking a little bit of time in the midst of your crazy busy internship to join us for another episode of The Spirit of Haggard. Listeners, if you've missed any episodes, please go back and get caught up. We've had some amazing guests. So we are thrilled to have you join us today. I am your host, Jody Lynch Findley with Jody Speaks Life. And we look forward to seeing you back for the next episode of The Spirit of Haggard. Cheers to The Spirit of Haggard.
Thanks for tuning in to The Spirit of Haggard podcast today, sponsored by Bimeda. I'm your host, Jody Lynch Findley, speaker and podcaster. You can connect with me at jodyspeakslife.com.